Good morning.
Good morning.
Very thankful to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Very glad to see all that's able to make it. Glad. God is a good God. I don't care what goes on. God is a good God. And I love Him. And I'm going to live for Him all the days of my life by His grace and help and mercy. I'm going to live for Him all the days of my life. As always, I desire your prayers because we have something we believe that's from the Lord for your encouragement, for your help this morning. I thought about sometimes when we hear something, it's not the first time we heard it. Matter of fact, that's often. And sometimes, so we need a reminder. And sometimes we need some encouragement or some uplift. Sometimes we need some instruction. God knows what it is that He has for us this morning.
Yeah.
And so I want to give you what the Lord has given me to encourage you and help you along the way. And so I desire your prayers in that way this morning. The message this morning is about, it's the second half of the truth versus feelings message. And so it's the feelings portion we're going to highlight and work with this morning. Again, I desire your prayers.
Amen.
Feelings are defined as an emotional state or reaction. And so a feeling, I want us to know that God is a God that not only has feelings, but He gave us the ability to feel.
Yeah.
All right? And so sometimes we kind of look at that in a bad way, and they can, if we're not careful, have an adverse effect on us. Pray for me. But what I want us to know is that feelings is something that God gave us, all right? We don't know where tears come from, but we know that they're helpful. I couldn't imagine going through some of the difficult things that we've had to go through in our lives and not be able to feel about them and not be able to release those feelings through tears. I'm not talking about being a crybaby, but God gave us feelings for a reason and for a purpose. And sometimes we feel guilty about having certain feelings. We feel like we don't deserve having feelings. But I want to encourage us this morning that this is something that God allowed for us to have, and he gave it to us for a reason and for a purpose. And I want us to understand that they are a good thing. Now, we can't allow our feelings to dictate our actions, because sometimes they're untrustworthy. Sometimes our feelings are untrustworthy. I was talking to someone this morning. They asked me what the message was about this morning, and so I had to give them something short. So I told them about feelings versus truth, and he said, "Well, give me a little bit more." And so I said, "You know, I could wake up tomorrow morning, and I can say, you know what? I don't really feel like I love my wife. I can feel that way. You understand? I can have that feeling." And so if I'm not careful and allow the enemy to take advantage of me, I'll go out and I'll act on that feeling.
Yes.
Right? And I can do something that is totally contrary to what is true and what is good for my soul.
Yes.
Right? And so I can't allow my feelings to hijack my goals. I can't allow my feelings to sabotage my relationship with the Lord. You understand? And so feelings are something that God has given us. He allows us to have those feelings. But just like everything else, we take it to the Lord. When those feelings are getting to a place where it's causing us to want to do something that we know would be harmful to our relationship with the Lord, that we know that would be contrary to the will of God, then we need to take those feelings to the Lord. All right? And get some help with that. All right? And so let's... Somebody get Psalm number 37, and there's a verse in there, I believe it. Somebody, let me get a song. There's a verse in there that talks about our feelings and then what we can do in terms of the help that we need in these situations. Thank you, Brother Cameron. So Psalm number 37 is entitled, "How Firm a Foundation," and it starts talking about feelings, all right? It says, when our firm foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word, what more can he say than to you he has said, to you who for refuge to Jesus has fled, and then it repeats itself. And so the foundation is the word of God. And so when the feelings come in and they try to get you away from what is right, you have the foundation, the word of God, to fall back on, all right? It says, fear not, I'm with you. So what is fear? Fear is a feeling,
right?
Fear not, I'm with you, or be not dismayed. I am your God. I'll still give you aid. I'll strengthen you. I'll help you. I'll cause you to stand upheld by my gracious, omnipotent hand. And so in that verse, it's talking about when we are feeling fearful, sometimes fears can come in, and what we'll do is we'll act before it is time to act, and we'll make a misstep.
Yeah.
All right? Because fear can be like that. The devil will come in. We already have the feeling. And then the devil comes in and says, you should do this. You should do that before they do this or that. Right? And so we make a move that is outside of the will of God and then contrary to what direction that God wants us to go in. And because of the fear, he says, fear not, I'm with you. Don't be in dismay. I'm your God. I'll still give you aid. I'll strengthen you. I'll help you. I'll cause you to stand. I'll uphold you. And I like the word omnipotent hand. It's something that is omnipotent means I'm everywhere at all times, and I can do anything that needs to be done. All right? And so God is able to do that. And when through the deep waters I call thee to go, the rivers of sorrow shall not overflow. For I will be with thee, thy trouble to bless, and sanctify to thee thy deepest distress. Sometimes the sorrow that we're going through in our hearts, it feels like it's going to overwhelm us. It feels like it's too much for us to bear. But in this song, and we're going to get to the scriptures that support this song. These scriptures support the word of God. It says that you're not going to be overwhelmed. You're not going to be overtaken. He will not. The brother talked about it this morning. He won't leave us and he won't forsake us. And so we can be encouraged that those rivers of sorrow that we're going through, they're not going to overflow. They're not going to overwhelm us. When through the fiery trials, sometimes the trials that we're going through are likened unto the three Hebrew children and the trial that they went through. When through fiery trials, thy pathway shall lie, my grace all sufficient shall be thy supply. The flames shall not harm thee, I only thy design, thy cross to consume and thy goal to refine. So we're going through the trial and through the difficulty, and it's turned up and it's hot and it's difficult. He designed it that way to get rid of what we don't need to have on hand. And he said the flames, they're not gonna harm us. We'll be in there like the three Hebrew boys, but we won't be harmed by the flames. Well, it'll just get rid of what God can't use. Praise God. And then it says, the soul that on Jesus that lead for repose, I will not, repeats it, desert to its foes. The soul, though all hell should endeavor to shake, I'll never forsake. I will never, never forsake. So sometimes there's people that are coming against us, and we feel overwhelmed by that. But God is letting us know in this song and in his word that he won't leave us, and he's not going to allow us to be overtaken by our enemies. Praise God. We have a firm foundation. I want to highlight here this morning a situation. Brother David was in a situation where he was in, you know, we call it these days, he's in his feelings. He was going through some difficult times, and so he talks about it. And so just like he goes through things, we go through things, and God was with him and helped him, and there were scriptures that we can use to defend against the negativity that we're feeling. And so I want to go through that. It's found in, most of our reading will be found in Psalms 142. Feelings can be harmful to our goal. It is important to note that I'm not saying that God doesn't want us to feel or doesn't care about our feelings. I'm saying the exact opposite of that. God cares about our feelings. He allows our feelings. And so I've heard saints say, or people that are saying, they say that we just ignore our feelings, or just I don't believe that God wants us to do that. I don't believe he wants us to ignore our feelings. He wants us to bring that to him.
Yes.
The Bible says, casting all your cares upon him, for he cared for us. Yes. And so instead of ignoring it, yes, we want to do the right thing anyway, but don't ignore it. Deal with it. Go to God and get the help that you need. All right, so on Psalms number 142, we're going to read the whole chapter. It's only seven scriptures. Hopefully, we won't be here too long this morning. But that'll be up to the Lord and up to your prayers. Amen. All right, it says here, I cried unto the Lord with my voice unto the Lord, and I make my supplication. Crying is a good thing, all right? Crying is a good thing. If you are, I've been in a position, I've told you this before, where I couldn't cry, and there's nothing worse than being tormented and being in emotional distress without the release of being able to go and get that off of your chest. God has something, there's something about crying that allows us to get some kind of relief. It's kind of a pressure release button. And so sometimes we try to be strong, and God wants us to be strong and be good soldiers, but if it's time to cry and let some of that difficulty that we're dealing with out, then we cry unto the Lord. He says, I cried unto the Lord with my voice that I made my supplication. So he said, Lord, I'm begging you, I need some help here, and I'm asking for your help. The feelings that he had, sometimes we experience, and I want to give you a couple scriptures that can help you when you're in these situations. Go with us to Psalms 118 and 5, and then the other scriptures will be Psalms 86, 5, and 6. Again, the word of God, the truth of God's word, will enable us to fight these battles and deal with these difficulties when we're in these situations. All right, Psalms 118. If you beat me there, go ahead and read it. Psalms 118 and 5 first.
I called upon the Lord in distress.
Yes.
The Lord answered me.
Yes.
And set me in a large place.
All right, so this is something, remember Brother Tavis was talking about a few weeks ago, God's promises. Sometimes God doesn't say, like, I promise you this or I promise you that. Sometimes, because there's no secret what God can do, what he's done for others, he'll do for you, and he's no respecter of person. Sometimes, just knowing the Bible and knowing what other people have gone through, you can just apply what they went through and how they went through it and how God blessed them. You can apply it in that way to you as well. So he says here, I called upon the Lord in distress. He's in a hard place. I think of distress, and I could be wrong, but I think of distress as between a rock and a hard place. When an animal is caught in a trap, or you know, when you feel that way, there's nothing I can do when I'm in this hard and difficult place. He's crying out to the Lord, and the Lord not only answered him, but he set him in a large place. And so the fix that he was in, the difficult place that he was in, he took him out of that place, and then he put him in a place where he had plenty of room and all of that. And so this is what I understand the scripture to mean in this instance. And so when we're in these situations and we have these feelings, we can rely on a scripture like this. It doesn't have to be this scripture, but a scripture like this. You need it. But if you think about it, we're reading in Psalms 142, but in Psalms 118, the same writer that wrote 142, he forgot about maybe was 118. He forgot about 86 and 5. Let's go over that. Psalms 86 and 5, and we might read verse number 6 as well. It says here, for thou, O Lord, art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Give ear, Lord, unto my cry and attend unto my voice of my supplication. So I'm feeling that way. In this instance, he had done something wrong, right? In this instance, he done wrong. Look what it says here in 86 and 5. He says, read that for me.
Thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive,
plenteous in mercy
unto all them
that call upon thee. And so in this instance, sometimes we feel bad because maybe we have fallen short of what God would be pleased with. And so we already messed up, and then we feel bad about it. But this is letting us know here that he's plenteous in mercy. And he's willing to forgive. And so we don't have to spend a whole lot of time wallowing in our mistakes or in our mess ups. But what we can do is just go to the Lord and say, Lord, I need some of that plenteous mercy you have. I need that forgiveness that you have. And God is willing to do that for us. Praise God. What I'm trying to highlight here is it doesn't have to be that something from without has happened to us, and that's why we're feeling sad. It could be something that we have done. Maybe we have went away and done something that we shouldn't have done, and then now we're feeling bad about it. Don't waste time feeling bad about it. Go to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm feeling bad about this. I've transgressed your law, your will, your way, whatever it might be. I'm asking for your mercy, and I'm asking for you to help me to feel better. Yes. But when God extends that forgiveness, when he extends that grace and that mercy, we automatically begin to feel better as well. Thank God. Amen. All right, so that's what I wanted to get out of that. All right, moving forward, I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. Now, God knows what we are in the first place. He allowed it. If we have done something that God is not pleased with, he knew, he saw the danger there, and he knew that what was going to happen. Or if it's something that he has just allowed to come our way, and this is just part of our journey, he knew about that too. There's nothing that can get to us unless God allows it anyway. We learned that from Job. And so the thing is, he's saying here, I'm coming to the Lord and I'm telling him my complaint and I'm showing my trouble. God knows it anyway, so it's no secret. Go ahead and tell the Lord about how you're feeling and what you're going through. There's something that is therapeutic about being able to talk to the Lord and go to God in prayer and say, Lord, even though we know he knows anyway, tell him anyway. He wants to hear it. I must tell Jesus. I cannot bear my burdens alone. And so this is something that we are to do. Go to the Lord and tell him about our problems. Sometimes we feel that we're not worthy, but I want to encourage us here. My catch-all scripture, my scripture that has been good to me all these years that I've been saved, is Psalms 46 and 1. He's my refuge and strength. He's my present help in trouble. The good part about that scripture is, and I'm always going to repeat that, I'm always going to talk about it until you get it down and you've got it in your heart and in your mind, is that it doesn't specify how you got into that trouble. It just says that he's a very present help in trouble. All right? And so he forgives and he restores and he blesses us if we've been obedient. And even if we've been obedient and this is just something else that's going on that he's allowed to come our way, he's our refuge, a hiding place, and he's our strength. If we're feeling low, we feel without strength, he'll lift us up and he'll carry us through. Praise God this morning. Praise God. We reason with the Lord. In the scripture, we have the ability to go to the Lord and pour our complaint and show him. You know that God, I'm not telling us to go to God and do it in a way that is disrespectful and dishonorable. That is absolutely wrong and not to be done. But I am saying that we can go to God and we can tell him, Lord, and instead of telling everybody else who can't do nothing about it, but pray, tell him about it. Tell the Lord about it. Do like what David did and tell him about it. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walk, have they privily laid a snare for me. So there's two things going on here. He's feeling overwhelmed, and we talked about that earlier. But then also, he feels that there are those that are plotting against him. That's a real thing. There will be those. Remember Daniel? He prayed three times a day. So they didn't like that. So they plotted against him. They're going to bring him down. Am I right? And so there's two things that's going on here. But when we're feeling overwhelmed, God has something for us to help us in these types of situations. He said he won't leave us and he won't forsake us. All right? And so what happens many times when we feel overwhelmed, we feel isolated in our problem.
Yeah.
We feel like there's nobody else that's going through the problem that I'm going through and the way that I'm going through it at this time. I want to encourage us that there's 7 billion people on this earth. 7 billion, not million, which would already be significant, but 7 billion people on this earth. And all of them ain't unsaved. Somebody is saved just like you, and somebody else is going through your similar or same situation. All right? Somebody, not only that, there's people in heaven that have made it through your situation, and they're in heaven now. Okay, and so God is acquainted with these things, and he's not going to leave us. He's not going to forsake us. I believe that's in Deuteronomy. Somebody go to Deuteronomy 31 and 6. You're not alone. He's with you. That's what I want to say this morning. God is with you. You're not alone. And then also God's people are with you. Read that, would you please? Deuteronomy 31 and 6.
Be strong and of good courage.
All right.
Fear not.
All right.
Don't be afraid of it.
All right.
For the Lord thy God, he it is just good with thee.
Yes.
He will not fail thee.
Yes.
Or forsake thee.
Yes, and so we're feeling overwhelmed, we're feeling by ourselves, and then we're also feeling like those are against us. He said he said be strong in him, in the power of his might. He won't leave us, he won't forsake us, he's going to be with us. Even if we feel like he's not with us, by the fact that we are a child of God, we can know that he won't leave us and he won't forsake us. All right, and so that's something that we can bank on or rely upon in these types of situations. I'm telling you this morning because it's true, and I'm telling you this because I personally have had to do that. I felt like I was in a place where I didn't know where the Lord was. I didn't feel his presence, but by the help of the Lord, I go to the Lord and I say, Lord, if there's anything that I've done that you're not pleased with, Lord, I'm sorry. And then, Lord, if you don't tell me anything, then I'm going to trust you anyway. I'm going to stick with you anyway. I know that your words are true, and God allows that. Do you understand that? We're not always, we don't stay babies. We grow and we get strong in the Lord. He instructed us. He said, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So what that means is, maybe when we were young in the Lord and we had to feel his presence, you know how a young animal is, or a young person is, they are always on their mother. And they're always close because they have to feel that they need that connection. But with God, once we start growing up and getting a little bit older, a little bit stronger, walking around and talking on our own and getting into some things, well, God, sometimes God allows for us not to be able to feel him as close as we think that we might should. But that doesn't mean that he doesn't love us still and that he has forsaken us. He's watching over us, and he's looking after us, and he has our back. He's going to take care of us. Praise God this morning. All right. I want you to help us out here this morning if we already didn't know. All right, it's okay to feel. I'm saying that again. And then also God gave us the ability to feel. He feels. And we are to take our burdens to the Lord and leave them there. When we have some feelings of lowness, of difficulty, take your burdens to the Lord. Y'all remember that song, if you trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out.
Yeah.
Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there.
Yeah.
Leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there.
Yeah.
If I trust and never doubt, he will surely bring me out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. The key is to understand that we can take our feelings to the Lord. He cares about us. Also, we as Christians must learn to value facts over feeling. Facts over feeling. And truth over lies. All right, now I believe that we said that in the last. Don't allow our feelings to dictate our actions. All right? And so even though God has allowed us to have feelings, we are always to rely upon the truth of God's word. And that will keep us on course. He said, I'm the way, the truth, the life. All right, and so we stay with the truth of God's word. Reading verse number 4, all right? I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me, no man cared for my soul. I have a few scriptures that will refute the way that he's feeling. All right, and then remember the 7 billion. All right, let's go to Luke 15 and 4. Luke 15 and 4. If you meet me there, go ahead and read it. And then John 13 and 35. If you have Luke 15 and 4, whenever you get there, go ahead and read it.
What man of you, having a tender sheep, if he lose one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he finds it?
All right, so remember earlier, the brother was talking about he was in distress, and we talked about the fact that he needed forgiveness, right? So he had gotten into a situation where he had done something wrong. This scripture here is telling us that if we do something wrong, and we're likely to feel that we look on our right hand and nobody's there, and refuge failed him, and no one cares for us because we have disobeyed the Lord. This scripture here is letting us know that the great shepherd, if we go off, he's going to come looking for us.
Yes.
He's going to come looking for us. He's going to make sure that we come on back and that we do what we need to do. And so we can trust God for that as well. And then in John 13 and 35, we can read here, "This shall all men know that ye are my disciples if ye have love one to another."
Amen.
All right, and so what we can get from that is, remember in the scripture here in Psalms 142, verse number 4, it says he looked on his right and no man knew him. No man knew him. This is the way that he's feeling. And his refuge failed him and no one cared for him. The scripture in John says that by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, that ye have one love one for another. There will be times that you might feel like nobody cares, but we got to understand that every child of God, every true child of God, cares about you.
Amen.
Another thing I want us to know this morning is that somebody is praying for you.
Amen.
Somebody's praying for you, and I'm gonna tell you how I know this is true. Personally, I can tell you from personal experience that God has instructed me or given me the understanding to pray. For there's people that I don't even know about who I'm praying for, but he's told us to pray. Pray. There's somebody that's in a situation, I don't know the situation, I don't know, but it's a child of God and they need some prayers. And I believe that you can identify with that too. But also in our congregation, when you're going through something, God gives us a level of discernment to every Christian. We might not know exactly what you're going through.
Yeah.
We might not know what it all entails, but we know that something is going on. And so the love that God puts in our hearts, it constrains us, it causes us to care about what it is that you're going through. So I might not come up to you, if God doesn't give me the liberty and the freedom to come up to you and say what's going on with you, he might not do that, but he will give me the ability to pray for you, and he does give me the love in my heart from him to care about you. And so you can rely upon that. God instructs us to love one another, and if we're true Christians, then we do love one another. And again, I go back to the 7 billion. You think that the only people that's saved is the people that's in the church of God?
No.
Any like sense?
No.
Do you think that?
No.
No. There are many that are saved in the church of God, even like saints. I'm not taking anything away from that. But the Bible supports that there are others, sheep that he has, and he must bring them in. And so there are others that are saved that are living from the Lord. And there are others that may not never come in contact with the church of God that he talks to on a personal basis and he deals with on a personal basis. He talks about in the Bible that their conscience accuses or excuses them. And so there are those that may never come in contact with us in a general sense, but God has a relationship with them, and they have a relationship with God, and he loves them, and they love him. And not only that, they love us. We are all part of the body. We are all part of the body, so we all love one another by the grace of God. And then one more scripture that supports that is found in 1 John 4, and then the verses 7 and 8. And I read this maybe before, but I'm going to read it again because I want us to get a hold of it. And let's read that right now. Beloved, let us love one another. Love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And so not only does God love us once again, but God's people love us and we love them. We're not alone. God is there. He loves us. He cares about us. And he'll see us through. He'll carry us through. Thank God for that. I'm almost finished here. Continue to pray for me. Verse number 5. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. All right, crying is good. It's helpful. If we need to do that, then cry unto the Lord and get the help that you need. Somebody go to 1 John and read verses 4 and 4. 1 John 4 and verse number 4, excuse me.
You got a Bible, children.
Yes.
And have overcome them.
Yes.
Because great is he that is in you, and he that is in the world.
Amen. And so this gives us the understanding that when no one cares for us, and we feel like those that are against us, remember earlier we read about, he felt like that there were those that are against us. Remember that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. God instructs us to be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. We've had messages that give us understanding that we're not fighting those individuals, but we're fighting the enemy that is fighting those individuals. And so what God does for us, he puts his spirit in us, and we're able to look beyond faults and see needs. And we don't have to hold it against us and be against them and be angry and unforgiving and bitter against them. But we can pray for them and we can love them, and God will give us the grace that we need. It says he gives us grace to the humble. Matter of fact, he resists the proud and gives us more grace unto the humble. And so God has grace for us, and with his grace, there's power, there's strength, there's love, all entwined in that. There's mercy and compassion for us, for those that come against us. All right, so cry out unto the Lord and get the help that you need in that well. All right, and that way as well. Attend to my cry. So he's asking the Lord, he's feeling this. Attend unto my cry. I'm bowed very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they be stronger than I. Sometimes we feel that, but we have to remember that God is in control. He's looking down upon us. He's allowed these things to happen. He has a purpose and a reason for it, and he's going to help us, and he's going to bless us through all of these things. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. And so God is wanting to do all these things for us. He's going to bring our souls out of that place that we feel like. He says in his word that he came to set the captives free, to set at liberty them that are bruised. And so what God has for us when we are feeling in these ways is a way to bring us out of those places, like he's doing for Brother David. And he's also, he's going to deal bountifully with us, which means that's another word that can be used for plenty. God is able to do that. So we can pray this prayer, Lord, bring my soul out of prison that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about. You know that we are to protect one another, and we are to care for one another, and we are to be a hedge for one for another when we are in difficult places. Thou shalt deal bountifully with me. God is going to bless us. He's going to help us. We can pray that prayer. Yes. Praise God. Again, truth over lies, facts over feeling. We must know the word of God so we can have the weapons that we need to fight effectively our own flesh, our own feelings. All right, our feelings can sabotage our choices, and so we, by the grace and help of God, need to make sure that when we're feeling in those ways, that we walk in truth, that we take those feelings and those negative thoughts to the Lord, ask for his help. He's faithful, he loves us, he's going to care for us, he's not going to fail us. He will bring us through with victory by the grace and help of God. I appreciate your time and your attention. I want to highlight that feelings are good. God allows us to have them, but they are something that we can take to the Lord, and he can help us with them. I also want to highlight that we don't want to allow our feelings to sabotage our relationship with the Lord. We want you to, if our feelings are in our flesh are just getting in the way, take that to the Lord. Let God bless us and help us to continue to fight on and do the right thing for the Lord. I appreciate your time and your attention. And pray for me. I will be